Hey entrepreneur, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing, and welcome to another exciting and potentially profitable episode of the Marketing Minute. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of this sort of pre-intro to the intro, if you will, I recently recorded, as some of you know, an MP3 recording with my expert, seven-figure earning coach, mentor, and friend, James McAllister. And what we've done is, because James is in the final stages, as some of you know, because I've shared it with you on several different podcasts, he's in the final stages of launching his paid state-of-the-art membership site. And recently on one of our one-on-one coaching sessions, he actually gave me the tour. It's very, very exciting. And I got to click around and see a whole bunch of stuff that he's already got going and some new additional things that he's going to be adding. So the site is going to be in a constant state of development. But the reason why I put this pre-intro together is because James sliced up this 60-minute one-on-one interview he and I did, where he basically was interviewing me. And the first segment is a segment that I asked him and kind of twisted his arm, would it be okay to give away? Because the entire 60-minute recording is actually going to be part of the paid membership site. So those of you who actually join, you'll be able to hear the entire thing. But this is sort of a pre-intro to that. So what I wanted to do, and I asked my coach, because he knows how to do the techie stuff. What I wanted to do was to record this, then have him put it in the front of the actual, it's about a 9-minute segment. And then what I'm going to do is, by the time you're reading this, it's going to be uploaded to my podcasting host. And then I'll put my intro music that you normally hear in the beginning and my outro music on the end. And then you'll be able to hear this and then the actual audio clip. Because what I'm going to do with this final audio clip, once he's, done all his editing magic to it, is I'm going to start embedding it in, future blog posts so people can hear it. So that's the point of that. And I wanted to do this a little quick intro so you'd have an idea of what's going on when you listen to that particular segment. Okay? So I hope you enjoy the 9, 10, 11 minute, I forget what it is, segment that James and I did. But remember, that's only one part of that whole 60-minute segment we actually did. This is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing, and I'm looking forward to being with you again real soon, entrepreneur, with another exciting and potentially profitable episode of The Marketing Minute.
And now, entrepreneur, it doesn't matter where you are currently located in the world, because it's time to settle in and buckle up for another exciting and potentially profitable episode of The Marketing Minute with your host, Mark Newsom, otherwise known as Mr. Marketing.
But anyway, Mark, if you don't mind, I'd like to get straight into it. I know you have a lot of good information that you want to share today. So I'd like to just kind of start off with this first question. Okay, so Mark, right now, as we're recording this, obviously the coronavirus is going around the world and a lot of business owners are starting to panic, wondering how they're going to hold on. And I know that one of the best ways to make the most out of these, tough economic periods is to count a lot on the relationships you've already sort of built with existing customers. So Mark, can you give my audience a sample of how and why these companies should build an offline database fairly quickly, even if for, whatever reason, they're not using any type of paid opt-in email marketing service strategies?
Excellent question, and I'm glad you asked it, Coach. And yes, here's my advice to any offline retailer, service provider. I don't care how large your organization is. I don't care how small it is. The first thing you should do is create a free drawing. Pardon me, free drawing, in case you didn't hear that. My voice kind of dropped. And here's why. Your customers, my customers, all over the world, everybody likes something free, especially something of valuable. Let me give you a really simple example. Now, the example I'm going to use is a retail furniture concern. Now, if you're thinking, oh, wait a minute, this is out of my budget, don't. It's the concept, not the specific example. So let's say you run a single location, a major retail furniture store, and let's say you got competitors who have multiple stores, but you're getting daily customers just like they are. So in the middle of the store, You put this big, giant, Stevie Wonder couldn't miss it type display. And it says, free drawing. And coach, I'm going to come back later on and hook another powerful cash flow generating strategy with this. But for now, let's focus on this. So imagine this. You walk into this furniture store, unbeknownst to you, there's a big giant display in the middle of the store, big giant signs saying, enter our free drawing today. And your first grand prize is a $10,000 master bedroom set. Now, whatever that entails, you know, the point is, for that type of prize, you best believe your customers are going to want to take part in it, right? More like,
yeah, of course.
So exactly. So let's say it's going to be 90 days out because you want to build this huge list. Now, first of all, let's say you're not using email for whatever reason. It would be a lot easier with email. But and that's the other thing. If you're an online business, you need to hook up a free drawing or something that you give away free. And it's got to be extremely time sensitive, ladies and gentlemen, meaning you don't go on forever. This is an extremely limited event. And if they want to take part in it, they've got to get involved or they miss out. So let's fast forward. Let's say it's 90 days out and you got, you know, customers, both hands jumping in. Now, here's the game plan. First of all, only one person can win the grand prize.
Right.
Let's say 3,000 of your customers over a 90-day period or 1,000, doesn't matter, 500, whatever the actual number is, they join. Two things. Number one, if you're an offline business, look into mobile marketing. Here's why. The average mobile marketing message is opened within 3 minutes of it being sent. Coach, I don't think any of us are going to sit here who are online marketers and say, maybe if you're a guru, Tony Robbins or somebody, the average email message we send, especially if they're pre-written, is not going to be open within 3 minutes of being sent. Yeah, right? Absolutely. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. But just to stop and clarify for a second, you're talking about SMS when you talk about mobile messenger, right? Like text messaging?
Yes. Okay, yes. That's what I thought. And I was going to say, because if you're not doing email, that would be your best bet. Because A, the people will open it just like they open messages that they get from friends and family members super fast. But here's the other thing. You're going to announce at the end, say the 91st day, who the grand first prize winner is. Now, let's say I just want to push this out as far as I can to get your mind into the right mindset. Let's say you had 3,000 people in here. You mean to tell me one person out of 3,000 wins the grand prize? What do we do with the other 2,999? Well, you don't blow them off. Okay, that's my point. You send them a congratulations. Even though you weren't the first grand prize winner, you have won an incredibly valuable time sensitive second grand prize, which consists of, and this is two parts. I cover this a little further later on, but here's the first part of it. A, and I'm just making this up, you know, furniture has a huge markup for a lot of reasons,
right?
But here's the gist of it. Let's say you'll say for the next 72 hours only, when you come back to the store, and in this case, we've sent them postcards. If you don't have mobile marketing, that's why I said it'd be a lot less expensive. But let's say you got to use snail mail postcards and mail these out, then you're going to have to, you know, pay typesetting and postage at the time you do this. Long story short, here's the hook. You say you give them 20% off any purchase, say up to $1,000 or $1,500, whatever you want to do. However, simply for dragging a semi-qualified guest back with them who's at least 18, they get 40% off any purchase up to $1,500. What's going to happen is, I guarantee you, X amount of those people who decide to come back are going to drag somebody with them. And this works just like the upsell strategy. And if you guys are not familiar with upselling, think about the coach, the tried and true example of, you walk into McDonald's and you say, I'll have a quarter pounder with cheese and a strawberry shake. And the cashier automatically comes back and says, would you like fries with that? Right. And for the same cost to get you and I into McDonald's or or Burger King or whoever's using this concept, a certain percentage of us say yes. And coach, now let me put a little twist on the, would you like fries for that? McDonald's was one of the first companies to figure out how to leverage their upsell. You know, say, what are you talking about, Mark? They also come back with, when they say, would you like fries with that? You say yes. They say, supersize you. They just got you to spend the highest amount on the fries for no additional cost. That's what you need to be doing in your retail or service business, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope, Coach, I didn't stumble over that too much, that is crystal clear. You're going to have a first grand prize winner. Everybody else is a second grand prize winner. And if they drag a friend, they get an extra savings or an extra bonus. And let me just, I didn't really cover this concept here, but let me kind of put this in perspective so you understand in case you're thinking, okay, well, where does the money come from, Mark? You've got to know your average ideal customers, what we call lifetime customer value. And since I use a retail furniture store, let's say the average customer is going to stay with them between 5 to 7 years, some less, some more. Their average is going to be over that time somewhere like $1,500 to $10,000, just depending on who the customer is, you know, where they come from, you know, what part of the city and town and whatever their profession is. So you've got, and obviously all of that, all of that spread isn't gross profit. There's some cost in there, but by and large, they're looking at anywhere from 55 to 65% gross profit. So there's plenty of spread in there. And if we had the time, ladies and gentlemen, James and I will really blow your mind with some of the stuff you could do. But for now, hopefully, Coach, I hope I made the point that you build your own database, especially if you're offline. And this way here, you can always contact your best ideal prospects and customers. And if you're using mobile as opposed to having to do typesetting and postcards, snail mail postcards, and waiting 2 or 3 days for them to come out, to go out and then find out which ones bounce back because the person has moved and all that. If you've got them in your mobile database or email marketing, it's going to be a whole lot simpler and a whole lot less expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the point about the profit margins in particular, because I'd imagine some people who kind of don't grasp the full picture would think, okay, wow, you know, giving away $10,000 or whatever is a lot of money I don't necessarily have to give up. But at the same time, you know, when you give away a $10,000 product, it's not actually costing you, the company, $10,000. You know, like you said, you obviously get the products much cheaper to give away. Not to mention the fact that the secondary prize winners, you're still, you know, making a profit off of them with a 20% discount too. Exactly. Let alone the lifetime value of all the new customers that come in through bringing a friend and whatnot. So it's really,
absolutely,
you know, this way to kind of explode your referrals without really having to give up all that much money. And, you know, it's just this one-time fee too, not even considering the entire back end.
And remember, entrepreneur, it's not how or where you started at. It's where you ultimately end up that counts.